Driving down a windy two-lane country road, the surrounding landscape looks like a postcard. A low-lying field sprawls out in the valley. Farmhouses dot the surrounding hills. Then, as you turn a curve, the pastoral scene is electrified by an explosion of neon colors.
This beautiful, vibrant mural in the middle of a rural America.
Danielle Hutchison co-owns Beacon Village Farm, where the barn is situated. She and her husband and co-owner Mikey bought the property 5 years ago. Families who've lived here for generations call the area Crooked Creek Valley.
Around here, it's common to have a barn quilt.
A barn quilt is a common sight in Appalachia and other rural parts of the country. It's a square painted with a geometric pattern, often a star, that looks like a quilt patch. Farm owners often display one above their barn entrance as a sort of family crest.
But this speaks more to like the modern sort of American barn quilt, because this is the reality.
The reality, he says, is that America's rural economy is dependent on immigrants. Statistics on farm workers vary, but it's estimated that foreign-born workers account for 80% of the agricultural workforce. And that's the message the mural's creator, David Sepulveda, is hoping to drive home.
A lot of the people, you know, who works in the States in agriculture, you know, mostly are Latinos. And we want to honor, you know, that part of the process and the people who's behind, you know, that work.
He's an internationally known street artist, better known by his graffiti tag, Don Rymix. He currently lives in Brooklyn.
We're losing this connection with the food. If you ask somebody random over there where you get the food, and they're going to tell you, you know, they get it from the supermarket. The food don't come from the supermarket, you know. It's like how we can, you know, like, bring that a little bit closer to us and for the next generation. Keep that, you know, relationship in between us and the food.
The main focus of the mural is a larger-than-life worker, but over his shoulder there are several smaller figures seated on what looks like a border fence. That fence is spray-painted on the barn's garage doors. So when the doors rise up, the border seems to disappear.
Every time he opened the door, he opened the border. So that was cool about how to figure out something like that.
It's a striking political message to be making in this area that leans conservative.
Food is political. Agriculture is political.
Lauren Cardelli is founder of A Growing Culture. It's an organization that works with small farmers around the world. He's a graduate of Warren Wilson College and helped bring in Don Rymix for the mural.
And so it's really important to kind of recognize the value and the contribution that immigrants play in our food system and know how rural economies are dependent on this population and demographic. We need to recognize them, value them, and support them, because otherwise our food system would collapse.
Cardelli says the mural in Old Fort is the first of several he has planned for the new year. He says even though they'll be on barns and grain silos in different parts of the country, the goal is to connect them all to tell a broader story about the nation's food system. Meantime, the Hutchisons say the reception on their barn mural has been mostly positive. They'll often see people pull off on the side of the road to take it all in.
It was eye-opening because the majority of the people in this area probably do vote Republican and did vote for Trump, but at the same time, they're so dependent on migrant labor.
The farmers say it's like planting a seed. They hope conversations continue to grow from it. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.